Which color?
We had the red ones. And a few black ones.
Mm-hmm. And any other berries that you...
The huckleberries, of course, wild. They, if the frost didn't kill them, well, there's quite a crop of them. There were wild grapes. Some we called possum grape and some the summer grape.
Possum grape?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're a little tiny. And late in the fall when they get ripe, the summer grape are a little bigger than your finger. Get ripe in the late summer.
What different kinds of nuts?
Hickory nuts, walnuts, pecans.
You did grow pecans here. Uh-huh. What nuts would you import at Christmas? As a kind of treat that you, along with the oranges?
English walnuts and Brazil nuts and that type.
Mm-hmm. In other words, those are very seasonal or very special.
Yeah, it's special. Uh-huh. Christmas. All we ever got into those.
I wonder if you'd have time now to describe the whole process everything that you know about a hawk from beginning to end. I am interested in where you get them, how you'd raise them, how you'd keep them, feed them, butcher them.
When I was just small, they had an open range here for hogs. They ran out in the woods. Then along in the fall, my dad would get up, pen the ones he wanted to butcher. Of course, the others run out and gathered up acorns and acornuts. Mm-hmm. And mostly lived on them. But he'd gather up the ones he wanted to butcher along early in the fall and start feeding them out and fattening them. And harden that out with corn. Feed them corn to make more lard and harden the flesh more too. And got ready to butcher, heat up some water and knock them in the head and scrape the hair off.
The idea was to
get hot water to scald them, to loosen the hair.
Would that be, would you bleed them first? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes. As soon as he, once in a while he'd just take a hammer and knock one in the head, and sometimes he'd take 22 and shoot it, and then stick it immediately so that bleed it out.
And as I remember reading, you would hang them up. Did you have a name for that stick?
Gamble stick.
That would go through the hind legs?
Yes. It split a place in there and get the tendons out. And hook that gamble stick on those tendons right at the hind feet.
Mm-hmm. And I read about this, but I don't believe I'd ever be eligible to... to do it, you slip then the hog would be hanging up,
mm-hmm.
after you scraped him,
uh-huh.
right? And then you slip the front.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd start its hind parts first, come
right,
down.
See, I get fired before you slip up and
take the intestines out, and then get the liver and lungs and all as you're going down.
I see.